This is Kate Saff in our Fringe Review, and I'm talking to Steve Hay, who is appearing in Turning Leaves at Suite 2205 each night from the 10th to the 16th of August. It's a lovely title, Steve. What's it about?
It is about giving people the opportunity to turn over new leaves. It's about crime and punishment and how gender and class affect the justice that people receive. It specifically looks at two people. One is a very pretty young female who is Oxford educated, and she, I don't want to give too much away, but she commits a crime, and it's about the justice that she receives because of her class and her gender and her appearance as well. And then there is a tragic young soldier. Actually, he's not that tragic. He's played by me. There is an ex-soldier who also commits a crime, but in his mind, it's perfectly reasonable. He commits a crime against someone who is whom he suspects of being a paedophile. And he commits a terrible crime against him, but he would say justifiably so. So it makes us think about crime, punishment. It also makes us think about how we treat military men, you know, when they come back, and how we train them to kill, and then we just leave them, and then that has to go somewhere. All of that training and all of that, you know, ability to hurt people. And then the third monologue is by a judge who has to deliver a verdict on both of these cases, and it's how he weighs up each and what he decides to do in each case.
Fascinating. Where did it all come from, and how did it develop?
I met Eleanor Conlon and Jess Hawkins, who did the female monologue, when I was doing a different monologue in the One Festival at the Space in London, and a slot became available, and Eleanor was up here with a different show, and she suggested we do something that tied together. So this monologue fitted beautifully because of the themes it explores. So at that point there was two monologues, and then Eleanor,
which had started life quite separately.
Yeah, absolutely. The one that I am in, which is on its own called Oh Danny Boy, started life at Ruskin College in Oxford. Was written by one of the students there and directed for their open day by John Ritalik, who's head of writing for performance there. So they evolved totally separately, and then they just fitted together really well to explore these very issues. And Eleanor then wrote a response to both of these separate monologues, which is a third monologue, which kind of umbrellas the whole thing, where the judge looks at these two very separate cases. I like the writing. I think the writing's really good, which is, you know, what I always look at when I'm deciding whether to do things. And I think the writing is good, and it's a thought-provoking piece. Hopefully people will think about how justice works or doesn't work, and what affects justice.
Where are you planning to take it, or how are you going to work with it once your short time here at the festival is done?
If we survive our short time at the festival, we have a venue in mind in London. We did a rehearsal there, a lovely little venue in London. So we're definitely going to do it somewhere in London, and give it further life. I'd like it to be seen by, you know, a decent audience. It would be really nice if we could take it on and see if people do relate well to it. I'm interested in the themes myself. I'd like to know what people think.
Well, I think it sounds like I'm going to be seeing it tomorrow. I think it sounds like a really interesting piece of thoughtful work for those who don't want late night comedy. So once again, Turning Leaves at Suite, which is 2205 from the 10th to the 16th of August. Thank you very much, Steve.
Thank you.